This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
On Election Day, November 3rd, I ran a three-hour live stream on the Bards FM Podbean channel and had invited three special guests. The first hour was Joe Flynn. But as a surprise, General Flynn also joined the conversation and gave us some great words of wisdom. Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything. And you are listening to episode 144, live stream, Election Day with the Flynns. No matter where you live, you're facing some real challenges right now. There's too much unrest and uncertainty. In some spots, it's not even safe to go to the corner store, and that makes getting food a problem. If things don't get better, will you have enough food to eat in the weeks and months ahead? Many folks won't. But those who act now and get at least 4 weeks' supply of emergency food shipped to them fast will be the ones that are secure. That's why I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, the only source I personally use and trust for my emergency food preparedness plan. You should too. They're the go-to experts in emergency preparedness. Their mission is your survival. Right now, save $100 off a full 4 week supply of their tasty meals that supply 2,000 calories a day. This will save your life if food disappears from the grocery shelves again. And saving $100 is impossible to pass up. So go to preparewithbardsofwar.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbardsofwar.com or click on the link below. Do it today.
And hello, patriots. This is an epic time in our country's history, and it's an epic time to have us all here. And I am so honored to welcome our first guest this evening, Joe Flynn. Joe, how are you?
Scott, it's great to hear your voice. As always, I'm doing very well here in Southwest Florida. It's a cool night, actually, out here in Southwest Florida. And we're looking forward to President Trump taking Florida by storm here in a short period of time when the polls close on the panhandle, which is an hour behind us here on the East Coast.
So, Joe, you've been working in the Trump campaign now, and you've been representing Catholics for Trump. And just give us some insight into the whole energy of what's going on inside the campaign.
Well, the energy of this campaign is stoked by one particular individual, and that is President Donald J. Trump. And I think that if American people haven't seen any, I think no one in our lifetime, Scott, and you and I are more or less the same age in our early 50s, has anyone ever seen a candidate work this hard for votes and go out and just absolutely slay it night after night at 74 years old? It's just a level of energy that is beyond anything that I've seen in my lifetime for a candidate.
Well, I'm telling you, he is such an inspiration. And I think the one thing that he teaches us all, reminds us or teaches us, however you want to put that, is that you never, ever stop until your deal is done, quite frankly. Right?
That's right. That's very true. And he talks about that in a lot of his books, in his business books. He talks about never, ever give up and never show that you're losing. Never, never give an indication that you're losing. Even if you are losing, don't let them think you're losing. And he has not wavered from that one iota in this campaign. The polls, the professional political class has just said, he's done. We're going to elect a corpse named Joe Biden president. And Trump has said, that's all nonsense. I'm going to get reelected, and has just blown everyone away with his level of energy.
So, Joe, let's talk a little bit about one of the things I think is most concerning to patriots across the nation, which is this corruption. We're seeing it just, it's horrible.
Yeah, the corruption is bad. I think it starts in a lot of, the corruption is insipid in many of our institutions. And I think it's become just like a gaping wound out in the open. which is still bleeding out right now. I'm sorry for the gross analogy, but it's really true. I mean, I can't say it any other way. It starts with our Department of Justice and the fact that, you know, we've had this investigation, the Durham investigation has been going on, and they just magically decide not to release. You know how they've been dead silent for like 2 months since they had that first indictment? That's just corruption right there. And unfortunately, I hate saying this, but I blame the Attorney General for not being more forceful with this. That's number one. Number two, look what we've seen with the FBI suppressing this treasure trove of information about the Bidens selling this country out, selling his crackhead son. You know, God, I don't like to say that because I've known people who've had drug addictions, but, you know, selling this kid out, as a stooge for him to close deals with the Chinese, and the FBI suppressing this. And this is all coordinated with a completely corrupt media who is covering it up in broad daylight. They're not even hiding any of their feelings. They're telling us, we're not going to cover this. We see it as something that's going to hurt the candidate that we support. And it's quite frankly, election interference. And boy, you know, think about the forces that have been stacked against Donald Trump. For him to come out tonight winning this election will be nothing short of a miracle from the standpoint of the amount of negative energy that's been thrown his way from the media, from the institutional corruption inside the deep state that's being exposed. And I mean, it's just unbelievable, Scott.
Well, you really said that well. I mean, I was thinking about this today, the size of the institutions that have pushed against him to literally try to crush not only him, but as he said, the only thing he is he's in the way of them trying to get to us. They are truly infuriated that the people have spoken up and said, this is the president we want.
They are infuriated. And imagine their shock. And it's a shock and awe thing tonight if Donald Trump comes out of this. When Donald Trump is reelected tonight, which he will be reelected tonight. I feel very confident that he'll be reelected tonight. The collective hysteria from the left and from the deep state is going to be something that we've never seen before in our lifetime. You thought it was bad in 2016? Wait till tonight.
Well, I'm actually looking really forward to hearing and witnessing all of the meltdowns, to be quite frank. I mean, it's the blistering effect that they've had on the Patriots and the enduring strength that the Patriots have shown, which quite frankly is the only way you can really describe this, is a strength in faith, because Patriots have held the line. They have not become violent. They've just done an incredible job. Don't you agree?
Oh, there's no question. I'm so proud to be part of this movement. I'm so proud to call myself a friend and a colleague of the millions of Patriots across the country who we interact with both on social media and in personal engagement. I mean, these are amazing people. These are people, small business owners. These are former veterans. These are veterans. These are teachers. These are nurses, doctors, people from all walks of life, truck drivers, you name it. I mean, what an amazing mix of truly amazing people who love their country. And you know what? Most of them are from our generation, Scott. You know, people that are either late stage baby boomers or Gen Xers and so forth that have really awoken to the need to be absolutely focused on the future of the future of this country and the future of the security of this country, both the economic and national security of this country.
Well, you said, you know, it's interesting what you just said, because in an earlier interview that we had some time back, you made the comment, which was so true, that the one group, and we both agreed that we were both just absolutely fed up with, was our own generation. They were the ones walking off the cliff. And now suddenly they're finally waking up a bit. Thank goodness.
I think we have to we have to thank a couple of things. We have to thank the absolute corruption. By the way, Trump has just looked like Trump has just overtaken Biden in Florida. I want you to know that. So that's good news.
All right, Patriots, time to celebrate right away. It looks like we're getting Florida.
I mean, we're like by 2%, like a 0.2 percentage point. So that's good news. That's a huge win if we can get Florida. I'm down here in Florida. I'm hearing a lot of great stuff. But I think that the media has the scandal that the media has become in this country has drawn people's attention to how important it is for them to really be awake to what they're being told. And thank God for people like yourself and other digital soldiers, and I call them digital generals out there, that are really driving forward with providing people with real news and access to real information, like the interviews that you and I do about what's going on with General Flynn's case, about what has happened with General Flynn's case over time. And, I love the fact that people are actually paying attention to this. They're really paying attention to this. And it's beating the fake news. It's overriding the amount of misinformation that they're putting forward.
Well, Joey, if you don't mind, I've got about a 2-minute clip I'd like to play of General Flynn. Is that okay?
Yeah, and then you know what? I may make a phone call.
All right, why don't you do that? I'm going to play that clip right now.
Okay.
Okay.
We have an army of digital soldiers. Because this was an insurgency, folks. This was run like an insurgency. This was irregular warfare at its finest in politics. And that story will continue to be told here. But we have what we call citizen journalists, because the journalists that we have in our media did a disservice to themselves, actually more than they did to this country. They did a disservice to themselves because they displayed an arrogance that is unprecedented. And so the American people decided to take over the idea of information. They took over the idea of information, and they did it through social media.
Well, Patriots, I'm going to tell you, that clip to me is one of the most powerful clips. We've heard it many times. And Joe, I hope that was a good reminder to you just how powerful General Flynn has resonated with all of us.
Well, I got a special guest here for you, Scott. He's on the line with me. His name is Michael Thomas Flynn, and he'd like to say a few words.
Sir?
Hi, Scott. How are you doing there, Boss of War?
My goodness, General, what an honor.
It's part of the digital army that we have, and we've mustered every digital soldier for the last 4 years to come out tonight and win this thing.
Well, sir, I'm telling you, it's been a fight for your honor as much as President Trump's. You have fought this for this nation like no general has ever fought, and we are so honored to fight with you in any way, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I think everybody has to be upbeat. It's not for you. Like I said earlier today, get in line, stay in line, and hold the line, because this is a fight for, you know, for American greatness and a fight for the future of our country. And I just am, I'm not surprised at quote unquote Democrats who have always sort of been Democrats, and they just go out and they vote Democratic. And I just don't think that they truly understand. And there is a large number that just don't truly understand that, you know, the phrase, you know, that this can't happen here. Well, it can happen here. And we can lose what we have. And, you know, a lot of people don't truly understand what a constitutional republic is, but that's what we have. We have a constitutional republic based on our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, which is an evolving document, but it's based on the fundamental Judeo-Christian that founded this country, you know, well, 200 years ago, obviously. So tonight is a historic, peaceful fight for the good of our country and for the future of our country, and really for our children and grandchildren.
Well, sir, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, thanks to you, sir, and some of the communication you shared with me over this last year, I've really dug into our founding fathers. And to really appreciate that statement that you said, that we were built on a Judeo-Christian ethics and morals. And it is so true. It's so black and white. It's incredible.
Well, Scott, it's an amazing, I'm going to make sure that I'm not losing. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It really is. I mean, this whole business about who we are and what tonight is about, how we function. I mean, Scott, and for the listeners that will hear you tonight, or for those that will listen to this in the future, the entire world is listening and the entire world is watching what is happening to our country. And many, many digital soldiers around the world who have reached out to me and supported my family and I through this endeavor that we have faced, they see their future, even if they live in another country, tied to America's future. And it's that vital. We are that vital as a nation. And I've always said that, and I've always believed it. And I think that we're going to prove it out again tonight with a big victory, but not without a lot of teeth gnashing as we go.
Well said.
Absolutely.
Well said, Michael. Well said.
It's going to be.
Listen, I'm going to.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get back to the Rhode Island Operations Center. That's why I'm in my ops center right now. I've got all kinds of people, you know, pushing me information. I could run the op right out of here. I swear to God.
Well, sir,
if you saw the information that I had in front of me right now, you'd be shocked. You'd think that you were in an op center in Afghanistan somewhere.
I'm sure that's true, sir. Well, sir, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to give the message to Patriots. All right. And God bless, sir.
I will. Yeah, God bless you, Scott, and thank you so much. Thanks, Joe. Good luck. Talk to you. See ya.
All right, thank you, sir. Joe, you there?
That was great.
Wow, thank you, Joe. That was amazing.
Yeah, you know, he's fired up. You can tell, right? He's very fired up.
Wow.
He's never been more fired up. They've woken up the beast here with him. He's out on Twitter. You know, you're going to see him. He's going to be selective, a little bit selective about who he talks to in the media and so forth. His voice is going to start roaring here soon. I kept telling that to you. Remember when we were down in the dump and, you know, he likes to say, I love the way he describes it. You know, we were 6 feet under and we had just like one straw coming out of the ground, being able to breathe when they were going to bury us forever. And now he's clawed his way out of that grave, the dirt that they threw on him and the grave that they dug him. And boy, he's going to be unleashed for sure.
Oh, he is. He's on fire. What he just described, which I don't know if you've ever seen one, but like in an op center in Afghanistan, it's hard for people to realize just how stunning the amount of information flow is in those places, right?
Unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, you're sitting here in a third world country, truly like a sand pit. And in these buildings they put together, you're surrounded by big screens, by live feeds. You've got anything and everything you need. And if you don't have it, ask and somebody will figure out how to tap it in. It's really that incredible. So,
and remember, you know, him at State 2 as head of intel in those knock centers, you know, he's the one, he's responsible for processing all that information coming in, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, he really sounds like he is the four-star running the whole operation tonight, I'm going to tell you.
Well, he's definitely busy tonight. We'll just leave it at that, right?
Absolutely.
He's very busy tonight.
Well, Joe, you've
got
to be.
You can tell he's got a lot of, he's fired up. You know, he's not sitting on his couch. I can see him right now because kind of looks out over the ocean there, and he's firing. He's firing on all cylinders.
Well, Joe, you've been putting in a ton of time with the Republican Party. I mean, you haven't been sitting idle either.
I'm a new Republican. I haven't been a Republican for less than 8 years. I got involved with the Catholics for Trump group I really love the young lady who runs that group. She's only 26 years old. She's a great, great young lady, just a hardworking. I mean, talk about somebody who sacrificed her entire, you know, young life for the campaign. This is the kind of quality people that I think are on this campaign, quality young people that are on this campaign. And I just, you know, she came to me. She had heard about me from other friends of ours. Came to me, said, "I really need your help." And I said, I'd be glad to help you. I've been involved some door knocking, a lot of door knocking. I've been involved, obviously, in on social media, whipping up support for the president, and doing a lot of regular media. I do a lot of Catholic media. But, you know, we have a large Catholic population in this country. It's about 30% of the population in the U.S. So the Catholic vote really matters. It really, really matters in this country. Both parties have tried to woo that vote heavily. The Catholic Church, the Catholic community in this country is pretty split. You know, there's a conservative, traditionalist Catholic community, and then there's the sort of more, you know, social justice warrior type Catholic community. And usually the vote, you know, back when I was growing up, the vote was about 80% Democrat. Now the vote's maybe 60-40, 60% Republican, 40% Democrat. But there's been a lot of vying for that Catholic vote. And so the Trump campaign put a lot of emphasis on it this year.
Well, I want to talk about Archbishop Vigano in just a moment, but you referenced Friar Altman. And I just listened to some of his things the other day, and holy cow, there's another firebrand in the Catholic movement.
Yeah, I encourage all Christians to listen to Father James Altman. He's a parish priest up in I want to say Eau Claire, Wisconsin area. Very Midwestern guy, young guy, not even 40 years old. Probably has been ordained maybe 10 years or so. And he has, I mean, what I love about Altman and I love about Vigano is they are truly warriors for Christ, truly warriors for Christian people and Christian values, regardless of being Catholic or Protestant. I mean, I hope that that's all behind us. We can argue over theological, you know, nuances. At the end of the day, we're Trinitarian Christians, you know, and Father Altman is talking about, I mean, he had one statement, I thought it was great, where he said, "Don't talk to me about immigration policy," because the Catholic bishops like to talk about immigration policy. "Don't talk to me about immigration policy. 10,000 babies are going to be murdered this Saturday." that was his statement, like a live statement. And for a young priest to say that vocally and publicly is incredibly brave. I mean, they would do everything they can to shut somebody like that down, and they are trying to. But there are some good bishops and archbishops out there that are allowing him to continue to speak. And it doesn't matter for him. He'll always remain a priest and he'll always speak his mind. They can't do anything to him. And that's the beauty of, once you're ordained, you're a priest forever. And that's the way it works. And God bless him for it. God bless him for his bravery. And God bless Archbishop Vigano for his bravery as well.
Well, first, just to finish up with Father Altman, his video, "You Can't Be a Catholic and a Democrat at the Same Time," that video has 1.2 million views already on YouTube, and it's still there. I just want to point out that they haven't pulled it, which is pretty amazing.
It is. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of the people in the church, a lot of the parishioners around the country, they're starving for good leadership. They're starving for real leadership, real pastoral leadership, which has been lacking so desperately. I say this not only in the Catholic Church. There's a lot of folks out there that are Lutherans, a lot of folks that are Presbyterians, a lot of folks out there that are Methodists. I mean, a lot of these mainline Protestant faiths have just been completely overwhelmed by liberal ideology, and the Catholic Church is no different. The evangelical movement has a lot of it, you know, I think has done a great job kind of holding the line, but they've also been infiltrated pretty heavily by this kind of liberal acceptance of, you know, non-Orthodox.
You're absolutely right. Well, in fact, I had a call with a really close friend of mine. He's a pastor down in South Georgia. And we talked about that exact thing. And we were talking about the interview with Archbishop Bagano. And his point was saying, you know, first of all, it's a Christian issue. And secondly, just how few pastors have the courage or however you are in the church, and once you're ordained, how few have the courage to stand up and just call people out by name. And that's what struck him most by the Archbishop Bagano interview. He said, man, that guy didn't cut anything. He just threw the names out there. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, no. You know, Scott, I found out today, somebody reached out to me. Somebody, a friend of mine who I hadn't heard from in many, many years, reached out to me and said, hey, you were mentioned, you know, it was great to hear that you're standing for the truth. I saw an article in Vanity Fair where you were mentioned about your ties to Cardinal Bagano and how, you know, Catholic conservatives are tying themselves to the Q movement. I mean, this article in Vanity Fair is so bonkers. It's a crazy article about how, you know, Cardinal Bagano is like tied himself to the Q movement and the Flynns and,
they're going to do anything they can to weave a narrative of disparagement. They will do anything, right?
Of course.
Oh, it's really ridiculous. And it's
they get away from the topic. The topic is the leadership of the church. Okay. The topic is the leadership of the church, the issues within the leadership of the church, the issues within the leadership of this country. And the fact that we have a Catholic candidate in the Democrat side who is pro-infanticide. I mean, there's no excuse for that. He can say all day long, well, it's not my personal view, but my personal views are different from my political views. You can't separate your personal views from your political views. It's impossible. And if you say that, you're the biggest hypocrite in the world.
I totally agree.
Here we have this. You know, Joe Biden, make no mistake, Joe Biden has been putting out ads about how important his faith is to him. And believe me, I don't ever question anybody, the importance. You know, Joe Biden, the importance of Joe Biden's faith to him is something personal to Joe Biden. And I don't want to attack him for that. But I will attack him for his political views as a Roman Catholic. And being pro-infanticide or pro-abortion at any stage, unacceptable with Catholic tradition.
Well, Joe, you've hit on something that's so central to what General Flynn has talked about, and in recent shows I've really been bringing up, and that is that our country is built on basically two principal pillars, which is faith and knowledge. But the faith part is so critical because it's the morality. And that's just as Father Altman spoke about, we aren't political when you get into the theology. But when you...
That's right.
But it is definitely political in the sense of discussing morality of political discussions or decisions. I mean, these people are making policy that is anti-human and anti-faith all the way around, and then claiming that they are part of faith. You can't have both.
No, you cannot have both. I totally agree. I totally agree with you, Scott. But anyway, but listen, I'm gonna be wrapping up here pretty soon. I've got to jump on another call.
Okay.
Pretty soon, but I wanted to thank you so much for having me, and you know, I want to thank you for the great work that you do. I mean, you just do amazing work, and I think your voice has become really important on the political stage here right now, and in the Patriot movement. And you know, we're really blessed to call you friend.
Joe, I'm deeply humbled by those words, and I will say I am blessed to call you friend. I've enjoyed our conversations and enjoyed the friendship we have built over some very trying times. And but Joe, before you go, like we always do, let's do a prayer, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a sign of the cross in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
go ahead.
Well, Father, please guide us this evening, all together as Patriot Movement across this nation, to unify and continue to find strength within you and in the fold of you. Lead us, Father, to this success tonight, to give us light back into this country, to expel the evil, to give strength to President Trump, to give justice to the Flynns, to continue to give the strength to all of the leaders in the movement, to give the voice of General Flynn and President Trump that resonance and that stage to help continue to elevate the nation to find its rightful place as a free nation of liberty for all men and women, and a place for freedom of religion and faith for all faiths. So, Lord, we say these things and thank you for the Flynns and all the sacrifices they have made for this nation. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen, Scott. Thank you so much.
Well, Joe, thank you very much. It's just been an absolute pleasure. And I wish you the best this evening. If you have any breaking news, send it over my way through text so we can spin it.
I may text you, and or I'm sure I'll call you sometime tomorrow.
Sounds great.
You and I call each other a lot.
Yes, we do. Patriots have no idea how much we banter back and forth. And I'm going to tell you, Patriots, Joe is a true and epic Patriot. There's no other way I can say
it. I can only thank you so much for not recording most of those conversations.
This is so true. I don't think either one of us would want that recorded. Well, Joe, have a blessed evening. And we thank your family and thank General Flynn again for us all.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night. All right, Patriots, we're going to continue with our election show. We have so much to cover tonight, and it's absolutely a fantastic night. And I thank all of you for being here. Of course, you heard right then from Joe breaking that Florida is now swinging towards President Trump, which we know is going to be the case. We've had an amazing guest visit by General Flynn. So that was pretty humbling. I don't mind telling you. And that was a surprise. So that was pretty crazy. So what an amazing time. For those of you that didn't get to hear that brief call with General Flynn, this will be posted late tonight, probably early tomorrow morning, East Coast time, and you can hear that again. But what he was saying to us is so true, which is we have to continue to fight. And we are literally fighting in a most amazing fight because we're doing it through a peaceful way. We're not taking up arms. We're using the power of our vote. We're using the power of information to rally and to strengthen this movement, not just for our country, but for the entire world. As he said very clearly, and we're reminded, the world is truly watching. So this is so critical. And I just, one of the Patriots here just posted in chat, asking if Trump take, did Trump take Florida? We don't know yet. And just so I say that we don't know quite yet, but this is truly an epic time. We are truly in the American Second Revolution. And though it doesn't take the shape of muskets and bayonets and all these other things, it's taking the shape of what fourth generation warfare is all about. And that is truly fighting an enemy that is not in clothing or uniform. They've infiltrated throughout the entire system. They're using the mechanisms of economics, lawfare, information, education, and they're waging war against us in so many insidious ways to try to break our will, to try to deceive us in what the truth is, and to try to use that leverage of power to keep people from finding the truth and to truly understanding what the true nature of who they are, what our country is, and in seeing really what it is to be American. So we are going to continue that fight. And the one thing I keep saying here repeatedly over the last few weeks, and you're going to hear me say it a lot this evening, but today is really our Normandy. And I like to use that analogy a lot because if we understand that what Normandy represented, it was the breaking point of the Nazis. When we made that Allied launch against Normandy, we hit the beach so hard and it cost many, many lives, but the fight didn't end on that day. They broke the back of the German defenses, but it took another year of marching and brutal fighting every single day to get to Berlin. And even then, when they got to Berlin, the Nazis fought to the brutal end. So if anybody was paying attention yesterday to the letter that was sent out by Team Trump, warning of what's to come, let me read that letter right now. I think it's a really important thing to comprehend. Kind of what I just said, too, is that these people that we're fighting are not going to give up willingly or easily. So let me just read this. This came out November 2nd, 2020. Trump campaign statement on Democrat plan to delegitimize Election Day results. So it reads like this. Democrats are panicked because Joe Biden has not run up a large enough lead in early votes in battleground states, and they know that President Trump's in-person votes on Election Day will make up the difference and propel him to victory. Biden's political operatives have already been distributing talking points and research to delegitimize Election Day results by coaching surrogates to refer to the president's Election Day success as a red mirage. The operatives are advising surrogates and media to create a smokescreen by casting blame all around, imagining postal delays, and falsely claiming that mail-in ballots that have simply not been returned should be considered legitimate votes that need to be counted. None of this will be true, but it will be held up as proof that President Trump's victory is a so-called, quote, red mirage. No one should fall for it. The letter continues. We are aware that the Democrats have already cut television ads that are prepared to deploy to further cement the red mirage misinformation, seeking to convince people that all Joe Biden would need for victory is more time, extending well beyond Election Day. At the same time, we fully anticipate the Democrats will be in court arguing to extend deadlines for accepting and counting votes mailed or received well past deadlines enacted by individual state laws. Americans should remember that Biden has assembled a massive team of lawyers who will try to loosen election integrity so that they can steal this election. And also recall that Hillary Clinton has advised Biden not to concede defeat under any circumstances. That last gasp of the Biden campaign will be ugly, and it will be ruthless. The final paragraph. What actually has happened is that Democrats fielded a candidate in Joe Biden who excites virtually no one. We call that Sleepy Joe, by the way. That's not in the letter. And this potential voters, his potential voters are not motivated to go to the polls in person. Democrats also made the mistake of spending months frightening their supporters away from voting in person because of the coronavirus. And now they realize that their early vote lead will not be enough. Biden's campaign also committed the political sin of failing to build a ground game or field operation, and now they are paying the price with their inability to turn out supporters. Biden knows that the votes he already has in the bank through early votes are from supporters they already had, so he has cannibalized his own Election Day turnout. Because of this, Biden predicament, we are on guard for the Democrats to attempt to subvert state deadlines for receiving and counting ballots, and we will fight to make sure they adhere to the law. President Trump wants every eligible voter to be able to vote and vote once and have it counted. We know that our president is a fair president, and we know that he is absolutely trying to push for equal opportunity for everyone to vote. We also know that the Democrats have only won repeatedly in the past due to election rigging or whatever else. So this is just something to keep in mind. One thing I wanted to point out, and I don't know how many people saw the second to last rally of President Trump had yesterday, but they did another great Biden video, just brutal. I love the brutality of these Biden videos where we kind of have him stumbling and stammering. But at the very beginning of the video was a clip that they had acquired, and it's powerful. And it shows Hussein Obama standing there, and he's talking, but they filmed it from the back. We've seen this footage from the front, but we hadn't seen the film shooting from the back of him. And there was nobody in the parking lot. He was literally speaking as if orating to no audience. That should tell people everything. What we are witnessing here is the unraveling of the PSYOP. The Democrat Party, the Democrat machine, which is tied to the deep state machine, which if you haven't heard the interview with Archbishop Vigano, I really really encourage you to listen to that. It is so powerful. And I do also encourage you to download the transcript from it, which is available through the link below that podcast, because it's in there that you really can, his English, English is his second language. He speaks extremely well, but just to make sure you get all the nuances of what he's saying, the deep church, as he said, thank you. That's G Marty 85 that just said that. They just reminded me. But the deep church is truly, truly connected to the deep state. And those two entities are using the Democrat Party as really their surrogate to push politics into this nation. So our fight is truly global. And we're doing it right now through the power of the vote. We're doing it with a stacked deck against us, an incredible stacked deck for that matter. We're looking at, we've got big tech, we have the Catholic, the global Catholic network of power. We have, and that is not saying Catholics, we're talking Vatican and the Holy See, okay? We have the central bankers. We have a political machine that has been corrupted over the last 50 years. We have a deep media outlet and mainstream media, so entertainment and media, that have been completely weaponized against the U.S. public. And it is that machine that has vectored everything it has, plus what we truly know is the deep state, which are the unelected turds, for lack of a better term, that live up in D.C., that see it as their right to dictate how people's lives will be. They're unelected. They have, especially the SES class, which is senior executive service, for those of you that don't know, that group of people that are able to stay on. They're protected by a union. They live in government for 20, 30, 40 years. And they are seen, they see themselves as a power to be able to push policy, push change, and most importantly, circumvent the Constitution. That was never the intent of our founding fathers. So this entire system has been weaponized. And in the process, we have a president who has stood up single-handedly. He has fought back. He is fighting back. He's pushing back hard every day, for that matter. But then we see it really in the public eye in this campaign in a way that's, as Joe brought up in his statements here, of a president that literally has fought and fought and fought in a way that no one has ever seen. He has fought for every vote. He has fought to awaken the people. And, you know, it's very much in a way, when you look at where President Trump was in the beginning of when he came to office in 2016, and then that whole period then to where we are today, he literally has pulled this nation step by step. Almost, if you can imagine, like the entire nation is sitting in this big basket over the cliff, and he's single-handedly pulling people up going, hey, hey, I need you to wake up. And people are snoring away in the basket that's fallen off the cliff. And he's like, hey, hey, I'm waking up. And pretty soon people start to wake up, and then he has a bigger team, and the team's trying to pull the nation up. Together, we are bringing this nation up, but it's all because of President Trump. I mean, we owe him such a great debt for helping everybody wake up, stand up, and be American again.
So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards FM podcast can be found on Podbean at www.bards.fm. You can also find the Bards FM podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and BitChute by entering Bards FM in the search bar on the respective apps or websites. Also remember to check out Bards of War Fighting is Everything documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support the channel with a donation link is below. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individual's only. Interpretations of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards FM, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and Expedition Cafe are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.